Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody locked in all over North America. Don't care where you at. You could be at work. You could be at home. You could be at school. Somebody, a lot of y'all are probably somewhere you don't have no business being, but thank you for being here. Shout outs to you. I'm only here for one more hour. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. More importantly, I'm being joined by you because we ain't here if you're not here. If you ain't listening, we ain't got nothing. Thank you very much. We get started every single weeknight. Listen very carefully. 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 7 p.m. Pacific. That's when you can tune in. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can hit pause. You can hit rewind. You can do what you want on the app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds of those. Got a lot of them. Shout outs to Chicago, Houston, San Diego, here in Atlanta, Florida. We got people listening everywhere. What's up, Rochester? I can't wait to go back to Rochester, New York when it's done being cold. I'm sure it's freezing up there right now. Still, probably. Shout outs to Portland, too. Portland Trailblazers won a basketball game. Good for them. Anyway, it's been a busy night. I just gave you a top six list. We were looking at some of the best leaders and captains that we've seen in the sports world. I'll give you a quick recap momentarily. I'm waiting on the Sweet 16 to get going. That'll take place on Thursday and Friday. By the time we roll into next week, we're already going to be ready for the Elite Eight. Can't wait for that. Still waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Still waiting on Lamar Jackson. He has like an unofficial agent running around telling, you know, other teams that he's ready to move on. It just sounds like a bunch of posturing to me. I'm not sweating it. And then we saw Ja Morant return to the basketball court. And then we got Mark Cuban complaining. Because that's what Mark Cuban does. He complains. Let's get this guy out the way first. Ja Morant, we know he was suspended. Well, now Ja Morant is back. He returned at home in Memphis against the Houston Rockets. The Memphis Grizzlies won 130-125. Ja Morant coming off of the bench trying to get his conditioning back. Ja Morant scored 17 points in 24 minutes. He even had a gigantic dunk. He's over here dunking on people like he has not missed a beat. I want you to take a listen to this dunk. It's courtesy of the Grizzlies Radio Network.
Morant drives left baseline into the rim. Oh, he jams with two hands and gets fouled. Morant with an explosive move left baseline brings the crowd to their feet as he dunks it through contact. And he is back and better than ever.
No, he did not.
That was impressive.
We didn't need that cliche at the end. Back and better than ever. That's like if I came on the radio after taking 2 days off and I just said, I'm back and better than ever. No, I'm just back. Can I go on a streak or a stretch or something before I say I'm better than ever? Anyway, Ja Morant spoke after the game. And I guess he did feel good. Maybe not better than ever. He said it felt good to be back to playing basketball.
Felt good, man. Still a little bit of, mixed emotions. I was excited to be back. I love these guys. I love our fans. I love the organization for, their continued support, throughout this process, I'm going through. And they helped me a lot. So I was excited to be back. Happy, we was able to get a win. And just got to, continue, what I've been doing and, be ready to go each and every night.
Yeah, good for him. He's out there dancing after the game. His dad was sitting there with a shirt that said redemption. Like, okay, I certainly hope he is redeemed. I hope he can redeem himself. He was holding his daughter on the court, his post-game interview. All the best to Ja Morant. Really, all the best to him. Meanwhile, in Dallas, Texas, Luka Doncic scored, I think he had 30 points tonight in a loss. The Golden State Warriors beat the Mavericks in Dallas 127-125. Yeah, that's by 2 points. Mark Cuban is mad. He's actually filing a complaint, playing under protest. He's filing a complaint just saying the referees screwed us in the third quarter. But Mark Cuban says that the referees changed possession of the ball and didn't tell us in a timeout. I want you to listen to this play courtesy of NBC in the Bay Area.
Look at this. This is like the Warriors basket in the second half. There's no Maverick defenders. Looney's like, hey, thank you very much. I've never seen this in my life.
So what happened was, the Warriors had the basketball. There was a timeout called. The Mavs had the basketball. There was a timeout called. And the referees didn't tell anybody that they switched possession. They didn't tell anyone that it was actually the Warriors' ball. And so the Dallas Mavericks were completely on one side of the court expecting the ball. And the Warriors were on the other side of the court. And the Warriors literally inbounded the ball for a layup. And Mark Cuban said, we got screwed out of 2 points. We're protesting the results of the game. Mark Cuban is wasting his damn time. He needs to protest the trade of Kyrie Irving. Why you bring that man in there? Jason Kidd talked about this. Take a listen to one of the all-time greats.
It wasn't really explained. I think there's a lot of confusion. A lot of people were out of position. When you look at court was split. We're on one side and the Warriors on another, and you have a referee on the baseline. Mike was on the baseline, so I would assume Mike thought it was our ball too. To explain to Mike or ask Mike, like, if there's confusion, it's easy to just come in and blow the whistle and get us restarted, because it was confusion. Understanding that we thought it was our ball, the referee pointed towards our bench, but that was the signal of the timeout. And so, but there was confusion on the play before it even started with whose ball it was, because he pointed, I thought, to us first, and then he changed it and then went to a timeout and pointed to us. So as I asked Mike, I said, Mike, why are you down the floor if it's not our ball? And so there was quite a few people out of position on that play. It's easy, it's correctable, but you first have to admit there was a mistake. But there wasn't, and so we have to continue to keep playing.
Oh. The NBA will say that the referees screwed up, and the NBA will also say, tough, get over it. Sorry. Dallas Mavericks, they stink. They got two guys. They can't decide who's going to be healthy. Kyrie Irving didn't play tonight. Luka Doncic did. And I'm sure the next Dallas Mavericks game, Kyrie will be healthy enough to play and Luka won't. I'm foreshadowing. I don't know. I wish nothing but health and happiness for everybody. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. With tonight's top six list, I shared with you some some leaders. I shared with you some captains. I shared with you names of individuals who just had qualities that should be picked up by today's athlete. At number six, I gave you Willis Reed. At number five, I gave you Derek Jeter. At number four, I gave you Mark Messier, the only man to captain two teams, two separate teams, two organizations, to a Stanley Cup. At number three, I gave you Tom Brady. And number two, I gave you Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And at number one, I gave you Bill Russell. If you missed the full explanations as to why, I encourage you to hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You get all the fancy audio and the sound bites for why these men were leaders, and then you will get my full explanation as well. I shared with you, it's only six slots. There are tons of people I could have named, but I want to leave that to you. That's the point of having a damn call-in show. Let me get back to the phone lines. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hit me up online at JR Sport Brief as well. We're talking about leaders and legends. Somebody to follow. Please, give me the name. Give me the reason why. And let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Alan. Sick of Canada, currently in Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I was at the Amway Center yesterday, JR, and the escalators, two giant escalators. I've never seen such escalators in my entire life. And they won yesterday. The Magic won 122-112. And when you're up on top, you're absolutely right. You're in Bob Uecker's seats in a different time zone.
Amway Center sucks. Who's the player that is a leader?
Mickey Mantle, I'm going with him. 18 years, entire career in a Yankee uniform. The numbers speak for themselves. 536 home runs, 1,509 RBIs, and 2,401 hits. But the Yankees went to the World Series 14 times in his first, 12 times in his first 14 years careers, and they won seven of them. And I still remember the chase in 1961. He was a great leader. He was actually rooting for Roger Maris because he got hurt towards the end. And I still remember when he announced his retirement back in 1969, it was a hastily called news conference. And I went to the Yankee camp, and I just heard him say, "I'm not going to play baseball anymore." He just walked out into a waiting cabin. They were asking him all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
He just said, "Judge for yourself. Judge for yourself." That's all.
Okay. Well, he played. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Just give me one sentence left. Come on.
He played first base in the last 2 years of his career because there was no DH then, and his knees were shot. They belonged to medical science, and his shoulder.
Alan. We don't need the medical. We got. Hey, Alan. We got other callers, man.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I'm on my way home.
You're doing what? I'm interested now.
Nine more days. I'm on my way home.
Well, you're not ready to go back to Toronto. You're not ready to go back to Canada.
No, I don't want to see the cold and the blowing snow.
Okay. Well, did you ever come by here to Atlanta? You didn't, right?
Not yet, no, but I'm going to be going home on Interstate 75. I'll look you up if I can.
Wait a
minute.
You're going to drive from Orlando all the way to Toronto?
Yeah, I'm going to stay overnight in Cincinnati the first night.
You're going to stay in Cincinnati? What's in Cincinnati?
No, I'm just it's just two-thirds of the way there, and then I'll get up, and it'll be an easy trip the next day. So it's just,
all right. If anybody tells you to have any of that chili and spaghetti, don't eat it, all right?
No.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, always great to be on the line with you, JR. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Alan. Hey, Shep, he sounds really sad, man.
He's got to drive back to Toronto.
He doesn't have to do anything. He could stay here.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the taxes are better in the state of Florida than they are in Toronto. Now, politics, that's a whole nother conversation. But
what happens if I just let him live in my basement? Like, what happens then? Can he just stay here? Are authorities going to come knocking at my door?
Alan,
am I going to see the Mountie? Like, what happens?
Well, Alan loves himself a conversation. And Alan also is a very articulate, very intelligent person, but he loves to hear the sound of his own voice. He is wise, but you're going to get a lot of that wisdom, and you're going to get it whether
or not. I didn't ask about speaking to the man.
Okay.
If he, I said, happens?
But he's going to come. He's going to converse with you all the time.
I said, what happens if I put him in my basement for him so he can stay in America?
I see what you're saying. And there's no communication you guys have, so he just lives in your basement?
I'll say hi, you know, throw him some food every now and then, or let him go outside and get food. I'm not trying to keep the man hostage.
Right.
But what happens if he just stays in America in my basement? Do I get a phone call? Like what happens?
Well,
do the police come to my house in Georgia? Like, what happens?
Well, considering you're making it clear what your motivation is in terms of Alan staying in America, knowing that that's probably not going to be something that is legally long term, and you broadcast to over 300 markets across North America, my guess is it's not going to turn out well for you and Alan.
I got to give him. But if I give him a job, I can sponsor him, right? Know how that works?
I believe so. Yes, that is how that works.
That costs thousands of dollars.
Well, you're JR. I have no doubt you have
well,
that.
Well, I don't know if he's worth it.
See, I think he would be. Because Alan it's interesting because you're going to get every single type of name in terms of the top six captains in the history of pro sports. But the second Alan started talking about his personal life, that piqued your interest. He's a compelling human being.
Yeah, I don't give a damn. You telling me about Mickey Mantle. Like, I've heard about Mickey Mantle my whole life. Like,
yeah.
He sounded miserable to go back to Canada.
Well,
should switch. We should switch. I love Toronto, and he loves America.
You don't love Toronto in March, though, do you?
I've been in Canada where it's like legit negative 20. I don't care.
Okay, you don't mind that stuff then.
I don't care.
He's also significantly older than you, though. Like, when you get to be that age, and I'm not saying Alan's old, but he's an older...
I want to go to Florida?
He's an older gentleman. When you're going to Canada in March, you got to be careful, man. Like, you can fall at any given time.
Uh-oh.
The ice can be very dangerous and very deleterious. You got to be very careful when you are in that kind of cold weather, that severe weather.
What you're saying is when I put him in the basement, I got to give him a life alert?
No, you don't have to do that, but you are going to have to accompany him when he has to go out and do daily chores, though. That's a joke, Alan. I'm just kidding. No, I think he'd be a good house guest. Would be my 2 cents.
No, not guest, basement.
Okay, he'd be a basement guest in that case.
Yeah, just live in the basement.
Although he's married, but isn't he married?
That's for him to figure out, not me.
Got it.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to all the married people out there who disappear to escape their spouses in the basement. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get some more of your calls about leaders and captains and great role models, examples, etc. And then I got to tell you about something ridiculous that the Red Sox are trying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I've been listening to you maybe 10, 11 months, and I always appreciate you being poignant, intelligent, and exact when you have to be.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, Jose Altuve going to miss about 2 months? That broken thumb, broken hand, come on now. Yeah, it can happen anywhere. He could have broke his hand getting out of his car. I get it. Happened at the WBC. Anyway, good luck to Jose Altuve in his return, rejoining the Houston Astros that a lot of people hate. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about leaders and great examples in the world of sports. We're talking about captains. I told you the biggest and best was Bill Russell at number one. Let's get back to more of your calls. Let's start off. Steve is here from Alabama. Give me that name and give me that reason, Steve. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good.
How about Stevie Eiserman?
Okay, you're going to leave us in suspense, please.
He drafted in 83, played all 23 seasons with Red Wings. Led the Wings to 3 Stanley Cups. was now always positive.
Running the show.
I don't think there was ever anything negative in the news about Eisenman.
Okay. Hey, Steve, are you doing something else while you're speaking to me? You sound preoccupied, man.
Well, I was walking. I just got out here to – I'm actually here in Suwanee, Georgia right now.
Oh, what the hell are you doing over here? You say you're from Alabama. What you in Suwanee for?
I drive a truck.
Oh, okay. You're walking? What are you, going to a truck stop? You got to pee?
No, I just pulled into my stop. I came in to get my paperwork and get my trailer, and I'll be heading back to Sweet Home, Alabama.
Okay. Hey, drive safe 120, okay?
Oh, it's not me I worry about.
Okay, well, worry about drive safe. You still got to drive with the other people on the road, okay? Thank you, Steve.
Right. Okay. Have a good night, buddy.
You as well. I'm like, why are you giving me the name and don't give me the reason? And it's like, where are you going? Yeah, let's talk to this person. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, JR. How many people have put LeBron James on the list tonight?
I don't know. Have you been listening?
I just got home just a little bit ago. I had a late night at work, and I didn't have no radio in my car.
Well, nobody, but go ahead.
Well, I think LeBron James is one of the greatest captains, one of the greatest leaders on and off the court that we've seen. And I think he should be on that list because look what he's done for all the kids in Akron, the school he built. Look what he's done with all the players, how he always tried, you know, even with that scrub teams in Cleveland, he dragged it a championship. Look at one of the greatest comebacks we ever seen, you know, against the Warriors. You know, look, he's done it in three different stops.
Okay.
And look what he's still doing. And look what just a cool person he is. And look how he holds himself. He's somebody, you know, that's respectful. I've never heard a bad thing about him or anything else. There's another guy I'd like to hear on that list, too. It's Hakeem Olajuwon.
Okay. Yeah, I don't love him. I've met Hakeem. He's a great dude. Hey, Sean, I appreciate you. We got a lot of callers. I want to try to keep it one per, okay?
God bless. Have a great night, JR.
Thank you, Sean, for calling from Oregon. Yeah, well, Hakeem is in a lane to himself. I love Hakeem Olajuwon. I took a photo with him. We look exactly the same. He looks like my daddy. Shout-outs to Hakeem Olajuwon. But for LeBron James, I think you'd be hitting a little bit of a stretch if you said you never heard a negative word. I mean, there are plenty of people who don't like LeBron James. I think some of the reasons are legitimate. Some are not. And then there are instances in LeBron's career, and you could probably count them on a hand, where he's just been disinterested. Or he's just kind of walked off or been a little detached. I agree with you. I would look at him as someone who is a leader if you want to look at the totality of his life and what he's done. But there's some basketball instances where it's just like, why are you walking off the court before the game is done? Why are you throwing a tantrum on the side? I can think of a million reasons as to why you would want to call him a leader. And it outweighs some of the outstanding things, but great guy, great example, yes, 1,000,000%. Do I think like he has players in the league who go, oh, I want to be like LeBron? I don't think so. 855-212-4CBS. Terry's calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Terry?
Yeah, Larry Bird, first one in, last one out to practice. Played through a terrible back, broke his cheek, went in the locker room, was watching the game, saw one of the guards showing off. He went back out and scored another 15 points or something like that. I can't imagine a better example than that.
Oh, well, thank you. What an excellent call. Hey, Terry, I got a question for you. Have you heard, speaking of Boston, have you heard that, and we talked about this briefly earlier in the show, that the Red Sox want to trademark Boston? Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
The Red Sox, on March 17th, they filed two applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to trademark the word Boston. The Seattle Mariners want to trademark Seattle. Houston wants to trademark the Astros. And these sound like dumbass tries at just trying to monetize city names. So,
well, I hope Seattle doesn't then move to some other country as screwed up as that state is.
Oh, my God. What is the state? Seattle, you take it over. Wait. You just killed Washington and Oregon in one swoop. What did they do to you?
I just watch the news. If what's going on out there is true, it's a shame.
Wait a minute. You live in Ohio?
Yes.
Oh, okay, Terry. Good luck to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I love it. Pot calling the kettle black. Find me the perfect state. Find it for me. All these crazy-ass people running these states, all the crazy-ass people putting – it ain't no perfect state. You don't tell, whoa, hey, Seattle, move them. Whoa. Anyway, maybe Terry can decide. I don't know where he was in Ohio. Maybe he can trademark Cincinnati, or maybe he could trademark, I don't know, Cleveland, Columbus. I don't know where that man is. Hey, Shop, I always like when people insult the other cities. It's fun, though, right?
I mean, they got over their playoff drought, so what's he going after Washington for? I'm with you. That was a little out of balance for Terry. Terry, I thought, was going to be better than that. He has this great call, one of the first times he's called you. I feel like he got off with such a hot bang, and then he gives you that crap.
He said he watches the news. So.
What does that mean?
I guess he feels that everybody in the Pacific Northwest, they have a little bit too much fun, I guess.
Okay, so yes, they tend to be a very high-tech, very liberal-esque type of state. You know what? There's a lot of places like that. Don't pick on Seattle, Terry.
Oh, he going to have Seattle whooping his ass in Ohio. But anyway, with the trademark thing, we talked about this earlier. Is Marco around? Is Marco back?
I'm here, man.
Remember we were talking about how beautiful Newark, New Jersey, brick city, how they got flim-flammed by the guy and they had the sister city thing?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we, the three of us, we should try to trademark Newark, New Jersey. We should. If Newark, New Jersey is dumb enough to be swindled by a fake country, then we can legitimately get like a trademark for Newark and then make money off of them.
I don't think there's any question. One thing that Newark is, and again, born, raised, lived there most of my life, one thing that they are is stupid. So, yeah, I think we can swindle them no problem. That's not going to be an issue. Just a question of what kind of scam we're going to come up with. Doesn't have to be overly complicated because Newark, again, not exactly the brightest.
You see, but the fact we have to go through the United States government, that might be the issue. They might be a little smarter than Newark, New Jersey. A matter of fact, if you haven't heard the story, I'll remind the listeners here. Newark, New Jersey, I'm sure you know about the sister city program. You got a city in America. They find a friend on the other side of the planet, and they share whatever, and now they're friends. You know, sometimes they send money, sometimes gifts, cultural exchange. Newark, New Jersey got swindled by a fake country. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to this. This is CBS 2 in the New York metropolitan area. Listen to how one city might be one of the dumbest in America.
What started off as a seemingly well-intentioned partnership has turned into a giant embarrassment for the city of Newark. Earlier this year, Mayor Ross Baraka invited what he thought was the Hindu nation of Kailasa to Newark City Hall for a cultural trade agreement. But it turns out Kailasa is no nation at all. It's a fake.
Very embarrassing for the city.
I truly don't even have words for it. I'm really sorry for the city that they got duped in that way.
Though it has a detailed website, Kailasa has no real government. It's the brainchild of Swami Nithyananda, a notorious scam artist and fugitive from India who has been on the run from rape charges since 2019.
What? What? This is what Newark... Can I buy the devils? Are they moving from Newark?
You know, what's funnier is now at least they're getting swindled by people on the outside, because usually Newark is the one that does it to themselves, because they've been robbing their own people for as long as I've been alive. So now it's funny that somebody else is actually doing it to them.
They got a criminal out here who rolled up to City Hall and said, hey, be sister cities with this guy's a criminal and a crook. They just said the guy is a legend. I don't care. They said he's a rapist? Like, what are we doing here?
You know what
are the devils moving from that dumbass city?
No. They just got a new building not too long ago. They're not going anywhere. Plus, nobody wants them.
The Prudential Center?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still new?
New-ish. I mean, you're talking about New Jersey. I mean, what else? When was the Meadowlands built? That was the last building that was put together. So, yeah, right. That's what I mean. So, for an arena, and again, where are the Devils going to go? They're not going to Brooklyn. So, yeah, they're stuck there.
Yeah, we can. Hey, Shep, you down? You wanna? Let's buy the city of Newark.
I'm okay. Thank you, though.
Oh, wow.
But, God, let me ask you guys something.
What?
Why can't we get with the times if you're Jersey? And this is no disrespect to Marco State and all that, but Jared, you tell me if you agree with this.
It's my city.
Why
never mind my state.
Have to have someone pump their gas that's not themselves
in New Jersey.
It makes no sense.
Is it not safe?
I just don't understand it because it what it does is it typifies and absolutely emboldens laziness in this country to the nth degree.
All right, you know what? I'm going to push back on this one again, not just because I'm a Jersey guy. Any more jobs we want to take away? Anything else that we can't have somebody to get paid for? That the guy that's working there, that, you know, a 16-hour day, can you let him get paid?
Yeah, why I don't get gas in New Jersey. I don't live there. But why they don't let you pump your own gas in New Jersey?
Yeah. The exact reasoning why, I don't know. But like I said, the only thing that it would do if you wind up taking that away is just take away a lot of jobs. Because that is something that a lot of people do, and I've known, I did it for a short period of time, but you can work a 12, 14-hour day, which sucks, but you can actually make somewhat of a living doing that. And it would be another job that we're taking away from people that it feels like everywhere we go, we're doing it ourselves.
Okay,
that's so, nice in progress, yep. But it's kind of tough for people to, you know, try to make some money.
Okay, so let me semi-retract that then. The person pumping the gas, it's not the clerk inside. There's an additional attendee who's just strictly there to pump gas then.
Yeah, and they don't go inside. You don't go inside.
All
that's
right,
the whole point. You pull up, the guy takes the money or whatever takes the card, he fills the gas, and you leave. You don't go inside.
I take it back. I'm not for anyone losing their job. I take it back, JR. I didn't know that.
Hey, shout-outs to there's people at gas stations listening to us right now. I'm sure there's somebody pumping their gas listening. We want you to keep your job. But if you're in Newark, New Jersey, just try your best to leave. The city is dumb. We give us some time. We'll try to take over the city. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Kane is in the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First-time caller and listener. I'm loving the show.
Your show is just absolutely outstanding.
I got to tell you, I've been listening to you, and I've been feeling and agreeing with your flow.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want to show love, and I want to say good luck to Foster Moreau. This is a tight end. He played for the Raiders. 400-plus yards receiving last year. A couple of TDs. We know free agency and the NFL has been crazy over the past several weeks. We got guys being traded all over the place. So one of his teammates, Darren Waller, is now a member of the New York Giants. Foster Moreau was getting ready to sign a deal with the Saints, and it was revealed in his physical that he has Hodgkin's lymphoma. He has cancer. And so he went on Twitter and said, through somewhat of a miraculous process, this free agency period has been life-changing for me. During a routine physical conducted by the Saints medical team down in New Orleans, I've come to learn that I have Hodgkin's lymphoma and will be stepping away from football at this time to fight a new opponent, cancer. I'm grateful for the support, thankful for the people who have stood firm with me. There hasn't been a single step I've taken without hundreds of people lighting the path before me, and I will continue to seek their guidance. That being said, I'll go kick this thing's ass and get back to doing what I love. All the best to this man, Foster Moreau, and battling cancer. And shout outs to everybody out there trying to kick something's ass. There's always something trying to get us, physical ailments. All the best to everybody out there looking for a little bit of love and a little bit of comfort. I got you covered. 855-212-4CBS. Bruce is calling from Chicago. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, JR. All right, I've got Jonathan Toews for you, Chicago Blackhawks center. After almost 50-year wait, was instrumental in getting us to 3 Stanley Cups. In his prime, one of the best centermen in the game, two-way centermen in the game, went about his business, no guff, no nothing, just played great hockey.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to see him back on the ice? I know he's been dealing with his own sickness.
No, I don't. They're saying here he's probably going to be retired.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bruce, for calling from Chicago. Appreciate you, man.
You too, man.
Thank you. Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to Chad. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
Excellent. Go ahead, please.
We got Sidney Crosby.
Okay.
3 Stanley Cups, gold medal, captain of the Olympic team, won the gold medal goal. He leads on the ice by example. He's not a raw guy, but he plays 200-foot game, gets dirty, nothing off the ice ever about him. Just all-around great leader, great captain.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate you from Steel City. I need to go back to Pittsburgh now that it's getting warm. I can't wait. Dave is calling from Georgia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, JR, the person that I most admire in my entire life, I'm 72, but I saw him play when he was younger and in his prime, was Roberto Clemente, and the man could do it all. He did everything possible to win every baseball game. I grew up in Los Angeles. I was not a big Pittsburgh fan, but he made me a fan without a doubt. And the way he tragically passed away doing things for others, he was probably the key to the Hispanic surge in baseball because he was such an incredible example of a great human being.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you for calling from right here in Georgia. Let's go out to San Francisco. Let's go to the Bay and talk to Mike. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Actually, Clemente's still my favorite player ever, and I love that call. But my player, I'm going to say for this show, is Ronnie Lott. 4 out of the 5 Super Bowls. Gave up the tip of his finger to play the rest of the game. No off-the-field issues. I would call it sort of like Ray Lewis was on the field. Kind of controlled everything and was a big hitter and known for big hits and kept everything clean off the field.
Yeah, hard-hitting Ronnie Lott. I know Ronnie Lott. I know he's very still involved in business out in the Bay Area.
Exactly. Yeah,
one of my favorite people, just flat period.
He's
in the
still
world
working
of
on every possible way he can get involved in helping society out.
Yeah, no, Ronnie is a good dude. Hard-hitting Ronnie Lott. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
Have a good night.
You as well. Let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Bill. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Very Willie well, Stargell. I'm speaking to you.
I'm sorry. Willie Stargell is my favorite captain, and he took over for Roberto Clemente when he passed away. So that had to be one of the hardest people that take over the captain in the history of it, and he did great.
Well, thank you, Bill. Appreciate you, man. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Matt. Hey, Matt, you're going to get the last word. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I mean, it's got to be the Mamba. It's got to be Kobe. It really showed, especially with that that Netflix documentary, The Redeem Team. I mean, he was the alpha of all alphas. He led the way. So that's, for me, it's got to be the Black Mamba.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. I know the documentary he's referring to. I haven't seen it yet. Hey, Shep, did you see that Redeem Team doc?
So I've seen bits and pieces. I thought it was a little much to have a redeem team documentary. Like, it wasn't that great of a team, to be honest with the JR. They didn't dominate the way the 92 team did. But I do know what Matt's talking about in terms of, and JR, I'm sure you saw this clip too, when he was going against his brother, Pau Gasol, in one of those, you know, a monster game, and he went right through him at the beginning of a game when Gasol was trying to, you know, set a pick, and he just basically made Gasol lose his breath. That's how hard he went into him. And it set the tone for the rest of the games. And LeBron was like, if he's willing to do that to a guy he plays with in the NBA, going to, you know, constant finals, I better get my ass in gear too, so.
Yeah, there are countless stories about Kobe Bryant and his work ethic and, you know, how hard. He was complicated. And there's so much more that I think people appreciate about Kobe Bryant, unfortunately, now after his passing, which is still just so ridiculous to get a hold of. But when it comes to his dedication to the game, it goes without saying. He was maniacal in how he approached his goal, which was strictly winning. And these are stories you hear from active players, whether it's a Julius Randle or, I don't want to call him retired, but inactive players, someone who you might consider to be somewhat of a contemporary in a Carmelo Anthony. And so it goes on and on and on about Kobe. And most certainly you can look at him even as an imperfect human being like all of us, that when it came down to basketball, there was no doubt. You may call him a ball hog. He shot too much. His approach was, hey, I actually practiced my ass off more than that guy down there to take this shot. I'm more prepared to do so. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to everybody who locked in this night, or tonight, I should say. If you missed a minute, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I gave you a top six list. We talked about the best captains, the best leaders in sports. We had Bill Russell at number one. We talked about the WBC. We talked about the return of Ja Morant. I'm still going to try to buy the city of Newark, because they're dumb as hell. Google Newark Sister City Swindled, and you'll figure it out if you missed it. Or you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The Sweet 16 will be underway. We're going to be talking more college hoops and anything else that breaks in the world of sports. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, it's a wrap. Thank you, Shep. But don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next.
Hey, guys. This is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at Goalie.com today.
fasten your seatbelts. We are about to experience a blizzard of free money.
That's right. Deposit a couple hundred bucks into your BetUS account and get into the action with $450. That's $250 more dollars than you started with. I know. Crazy, right? Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.